time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Wow. All I can say is from the West Coast to being back here in South Florida is wow. For everybody had a chance to watch that game on national TV. The Canes win 50-15, and boy, did you get to see some great performances, and like it's been in the first month of the season here. It's coming from everybody. It's coming. The head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, Mario Cristobal, joins us this morning. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
So I just go right to it. So you're down 15-14, and we're going, oh boy, South Florida's hanging around. We are afraid of this. And right after they scored to take the lead, I just thought the backbreaker, I know it was early, I don't know what you're thinking, but Sam Brown catches a pass down the sideline, one of the many great throws that Cam Ward made, goes 76 yards, and it was like, oh no, we can't stop these guys. What was your feeling at that point right before the half, Coach?
Well, we knew that their scheme was going to be challenging. I mean, that the pace of their tempo is very different. You actually simulate it in practice by running two huddles and get the defense running all over the place. And, you know, we need to flip the momentum, right? They scored. They took the lead. They almost hit that onside kick, which was an unbelievable play.
Oh, unbelievable. God.
It really was. And then Cam, he hit the hole shot. You know, the way they play cover two, I mean, they do a great job with it. We just, you know, Sam got some great width and some speed and got vertical, and Cam made a great throw, and that flipped it back to our side. But the key, Joe, honestly, was the defense starting to get some stops, especially right before the half. Forcing that field goal and then missing the field goal, and then we come out and score, and then score again after another stop. That's what flipped the momentum. But they're a really good football team, and we enjoy seeing our guys like to fight adversity and come back and turn the momentum and win the game.
You know, I know everybody wants to see this thing from the first drive on to just dominate and the way you guys did basically for the two quarters and a couple of minutes the way you guys did. It was just phenomenal. I just thought that might be good for this team a little bit. I know you want to win and score and everybody to play great on every play, but, a lot of people are probably thinking, Coach, uh-oh. Here we go, and all of a sudden your guys go, oh, hell no, and it just seems to – your defense has been relentless. There's so many different parts to this thing to talk about. I'm going to ask you about Cam Ward. Cam Ward is playing at a level, Mario, 24, 34, 400 yards. He runs some of the sweetest runs between breaks of just shifty, quick feet, getting first downs. But the receivers are playing a really high level, and I don't want to take away from catching the ball, run after catch. Route running has been unbelievable. How much of this all goes back to Cam Ward, though, when you look at the passing game?
Well, I mean, obviously he's one of a kind, and he's playing at a really high level, and he's pissed. You know, he's not happy with his performance. He thinks he should have done better, missed throws, and he makes people around him better. And, you know, one of the keys to the game was keeping him upright because South Florida was one of the top 10 schools in the country at hitting and pressuring the quarterback and came out of there with no sacks. And he avoided the pressures and got upfield and kept his eyes downfield and made plays. And the receivers really did a great job just not only beating man coverage, but finding soft spots in their zone and securing the football and getting vertical. And all in all, just he makes people around them better. And then people around them get encouraged. They get really fired up to have the opportunity to make plays with him.
Coach, I know we've been talking about this for years, about the receiver position in general. You've got some guys, I mean, doing it all from blocking. The route running has been the best I've seen around here in a long time of getting separation. Isaiah Horton has jumped right into the party with those top guys. You're just getting more and more out of production out of all these guys. Isaiah Horton is hung around, and we hear his name in spring. We've heard a little bit. He's had great boy, is he playing at a high level now.
He really is. I mean, great example of development. Hard work works. You know, you look at the tight end position, the way those guys are developing. You know, Sam Brown really didn't get to us till the end of August or the end of July. So he's now starting to get in a rhythm. Xavier Restrepo is one of a kind also, man. The level he's playing at in every phase, catching the ball, blocking, setting stuff up, you know, being a team player. I mean, I can't give that guy enough credit in the way he works. It just shows up every day. Now, the backs and the tight ends are very involved in the passing game also. So the ball is being spread around. If you do your job, the ball's going to find you. But we got a long ways to go. You know, it's certainly a really good game, but, you know, we got to get a whole lot better.
Yeah, well, listen, and that's been the attitude. You made that real clear from week to week. Friday night, finally, the ACC starts up, Virginia Tech at home. This can be. And by the way, I'm so glad we're playing on a Friday night there to get a chance to go down and watch this thing. Run defense. I know we talked all last week. You talked about it. I heard your press conference with the media. We got to stop them. They've been running the ball. They got a really good offensive line. They pounded Alabama and everybody else. 62 yards and a 1.9 per carry average. You had to be real happy with that group. A lot of tackles for loss.
Yeah, I go back to it. I think the defense as a whole was the player of the game. You know, I mean, anytime you play a team like that that wants to get in a boat race with you, you got to get stops. And when we settled down a little bit and started getting our cleats in the ground, those stops, you know, started coming. And then we picked up the pace, and that's when we created separation. But it starts with the defense. It really does, and credit to the players first and foremost, and of course Coach Guidry and the rest of his staff. Great game plan, played really hard, and there's a lot of meat on the bone still. I mean, there's a lot of plays that we could make. So, you know, again, these guys, the best part about them is they stay mad, you know, and we're ready to get back to work.
Well, it's a zoned in group. There's no question about it. And I got to ask you about Jalen Rivers and Reuben Bain, Coach. We getting closer. I know. I bring it up because everybody else is going to bring it up today. How's everybody stand as far as their injuries go?
I mean, they're right there, Joe, man. It's really, really close. You know, everybody's like, oh, crap, here we go, same stuff. No, it's just that's the way it works, man. We're right there with them. I mean, they look great. They're moving around great. They're doing great things to practice. We're doing the right things medically by them. But I think, you know, there's a great chance we'll see them on Friday.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, the rub routes – you guys have perfected. I don't call them picks, Coach, but the rub routes at the NFL and everybody's running, your guys are doing a really good job, and I mean clean. I mean as a compliment of guys run it like they're running patterns and stuff. Looks real nice, and the ability to catch the ball with it.
Well, we're getting better. I mean, Virginia Tech is really, really well, so we got to get a whole lot better between now and Friday. Looking forward to working at it today.
Hey, so let's talk the depth. I know Dave Hyde, we were talking, and Dave was talking about the depth of this team. You talked about it, and then you add this freshman class that's sneaking in, and then all of a sudden we see a little 91-yard run from Jordan Lyle out of St. Thomas Aquinas at the end of that game, and great speed. I mean, nobody's going to track him down. He bounces outside, great blocking inside. Talk about Jordan Lyle, along with the rotation of running backs, Coach, and getting everybody carries and catches. Not easy.
Well, the first thing is Jordan Lyle with his run didn't surprise anybody because he's been doing that in camp and throughout practice.
All right.
You know, he's been absolutely awesome, and that guy has an elite future ahead of him. In fact, he has an elite present ahead of him. Like today, he's that big of a part of our plan, and the depth, the competitive depth at running back is what it needs to look like at every position. And we're better at some positions than others in terms of that, but that's what Miami should always look like. And we're working our way there. So, no, but in terms of him and the rest of those guys, Coach Merritt, those guys have a great culture in that room. Those guys are always ready to play, and they know they're fighting for reps. So it keeps their intensity levels and their production high.
Well, I'll tell you what, watching this Arroyo healthy, which you told me, hey, Joey's healthy, and seeing what everybody's talked about because he's been hurt a lot, and now the way he is running around, it's hard to imagine a better pass-receiving tight end in the country the way he runs and catches the ball. My God, Coach, he is something else.
Yeah, and the way he blocks as well, team guy, special teams, he does it all. I think, man, there's his best football is ahead of him in these coming games. And he just grinds, man. He works at it. I mean, complete and total team player. Again, a young Joe Rose.
Maybe. No, I have nothing in common with these guys. These guys, the way they're moving around, you are too much, man. That is hey, so as you look at that, and it's so complete, like it's been a lot here. So now you get ready to go to Virginia Tech, and I know everybody keeps going, oh, you know, we've seen it in the past, the letdown. Is it something you have to talk about, or you think this guy's just get it? They realize we got a chance to do something special. What's the mindset going forward now with Virginia Tech?
The mindset is we really have no other care or concern except the University of Miami, getting better, working our butts off, showing up on game day the very best we could be with toughness, with physicality, with great effort, resiliency, all the stuff that goes with being a Miami Hurricane. And we got a lot to prove, and we know it, so we're just going to stay mad and keep working.
Hey, Coach, real quickly, too, you got a lot of guys, and you got a deep team. We talked about your recruiting classes, the development there, also the transfer portal, and the quality of play you're getting from those guys. My God, we don't have enough time. That would be a one-hour show to talk about the transfer portal, from interceptions, the guys making tackles, the guys running and throwing. It's been fantastic. But you're doing a really good job of getting everybody playing time, because you got to still want to keep everybody happy. How hard is it to get carries and still get guys playing time to catch the rock and keep this talented roster so everybody's, oh boy, this has been fun?
Actually, Joe, it's not hard, because the guys that are playing have earned time. And we're very fortunate that we poured a lot into recruiting not only great athletes, but guys that have the right attitude. Because if they're out there and they're playing, they've earned it. If we have to focus on keeping people happy instead of playing the best football we can be, it ain't going to work, so we're not going to do it. If guys aren't happy, God bless. We certainly don't hold anything against anyone, but, there's a lot of other colleges, I'm sure, that would love to have certain players. We're very fortunate to have great ones that love being here, that want to work their butts off, and that's what we're going with, man. We're not going to do the whole cater to this and that. We're not.
What's the biggest thing for you, but besides the quarterback, that's different about this group through four games from a year ago?
I think one thing that stands out is that, and you started seeing it last year, instead of going to like a tangible, I'm going to go to the intangibles of this group really, really loves to work, and they really love being around each other. I mean, that's what stands out. So that kind of snowballs into better practices. It snowballs into guys want to play harder for each other. I mean, it's that simple. These guys, they spend a lot of time together. They work their ass off, and they love football. They absolutely love football, and it's what you want to be around. You don't want to be around anything else.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I tell you too, it's your coordinators. I know we always love to beat up coordinators and head coaches, but boy, I'll tell you what, your guys have really, I think having the same two guys come back was huge for a lot of guys, but also just the play calling, the aggressiveness on both sides. If something goes against you on a play or two, you guys just seem to come back even more aggressive with belief that good things are going to happen.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. And, we talk about growth and development. Well, growing a program and growing each side of the ball requires continuity, right? Because that way you can develop your systems and develop your players in your systems. And those guys, both Lance Guidry and Shannon Dawson, elite human beings and elite coaches. And, you're seeing it play out on the field in a lot of different ways. And you should see the hours they're putting in, man. I mean, they're hungry for it. They're all about the University of Miami, so blessed to have them.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of good stuff, and we want everybody, man. You get a chance Friday night football at Hard Rock Stadium, Virginia Tech. First game of the ACC. I find myself now watching all these damn ACC games on the weekend to see how everybody looks, and it's kind of Coach, it looks like it's week to week. Like, just when you start to think somebody's really good or really bad, there's just an upset in the ACC.
Yeah, football is, you know, it's not a soap opera. It's not a Hollywood script. It's show up to play, brother, and you better be ready, because every single Saturday, you know, remember back in the day, it used to be like one upset every 4 or 5 weeks. Now every week there's 4 or 5 upsets. So there is no relaxing. I mean, there's too many good players, too many good coaches, and too many ups and downs with injuries and other stuff that happens with football. You better show up ready to play, brother. If you ain't ready to play, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. No question. Hey, I'll leave you with this one, just because I said I was just out in the Seattle game, and everybody out there knows Cam Ward, and got to see it. How's he handle all the talk? Because people ask me questions. I said, I don't know him. I'll ask Coach. Heisman Trophy, playing at an unbelievable level, going to go high in the draft. Is he able to block that out? What kind of guy? I mean, you can't help but hear the noise.
The guy just, he refuses to be outworked. And again, he's just he's a self-starting, very insanely motivated guy that could care about anything less except winning and make people around him better. That's Joe, that's what he is. That's his DNA. So, you know, sometimes, you know, in coaching, you worry about your players hearing this, hearing that. That guy could give a blank about anything except getting better.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, Coach, congratulations on the win. Can't wait, man. I'm a little selfish. I like a day shorter there so we can get another game here at Hard Rock Stadium with the Canes. Going to be fun to kick off the ACC. Thank you so much for coming on.
Appreciate you, Joe. Go Canes. Have a good one.